This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom McNeil. There's lots of reaction after a U.S. Capitol Police officer died from injuries suffered in Friday's vehicle attack on the U.S. Capitol complex. The suspect, who has been identified as 25-year-old Noah Green, drove a vehicle or is said to have driven a vehicle into the officers, got out of the car, and then lunged at them with a knife in his hand. He was shot, and he later died at the hospital. Dozens of police cars, marked and unmarked, raced toward the iconic domed white building in an unwelcome reminder of the January 6th insurrection, when thousands of supporters of then-President Donald Trump overran the complex. Officials now say at least 51 people were killed, dozens injured after a Taiwan train derailed in a tunnel Friday when it apparently hit a truck trailer that slid off a road leading to a nearby construction site. The crash, which is still under investigation, is the island's worst rail disaster in at least four decades. The train and the express traveling from Taipei, carrying many tourists and people heading home at the start of the long weekend, came off the rails in the eastern Taiwan area, according to the fire department. The United States and Iran say they will begin indirect talks with one other major world powers to try to get both countries back into an accord limiting Iran's nuclear program. The announcement Friday comes nearly 3 years after then-President Donald Trump pulled the U.S. out of the deal. This is VOA News. You can now add travel to the activities vaccinated Americans can safely enjoy again. Their U.S. Centers Disease Control and Prevention updated its guidance Friday to say fully vaccinated people can travel within the U.S. without getting a COVID-19 test or going into quarantine. The agency says vaccinated people should still wear a mask and socially distance when traveling. For international travel, vaccinated people should still get a COVID-19 test before flying to the U.S. and be tested soon after arrival. Unvaccinated people are still advised to avoid unnecessary travel, but get tested before and after if they do. The Netherlands on Friday temporarily suspended the use of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine for people under the age of 60 following the death of a woman who had received a shot. About 10,000 scheduled appointments for vaccinations were to be scrapped as a result of the decision. The decision was made following news reports from medicine monitoring agency Lerab discussions and health authorities. Dutch agency Lerab, which tracks medication side effects, said earlier on Friday that it had received live reports of extensive thrombosis with low platelet counts after vaccinations with the AstraZeneca vaccine, including it in a woman who died. AstraZeneca has said it is working with the Dutch authorities to address any questions that they had. The head of the Minneapolis Police Department's Homicide Division has now testified that kneeling on the neck of someone who is handcuffed and lying on his stomach is totally unnecessary, deadly force. Lieutenant Richard Zimmerman testified Friday at the trial of former officer Derek Chauvin, who was charged with killing George Floyd last year. His testimony came a day after the Minneapolis police supervisory sergeant, who was on duty the night Floyd died, testified that he believes the officers who restrained Floyd could have ended it after Floyd stopped resisting. Chauvin is charged with murder and manslaughter and Floyd's death. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.